Alright guys, it's your boy NBA talking. Today we're going to be talking about the 2018 NBA draft. And we're just going to talk about the top 5 picks that were picked, basically. And number 1, by the Phoenix Suns, we knew they were going to select DeAndre Ayton. And it wasn't a surprise to anybody. We knew he was going number 1 just by his size, 7'1", 250. I think he had a 7'5 or 7'6 wingspan. And he just has the potential to be one of the greats. And it was a no-brainer. And with the second pick, I think Marvin Bagley was that best talent available. He was that 2010 guy. People saying he was undersized. But for me, he reminds me of Amari Stoudemire. A young one. And I think if he stays healthy and develops his game, he could be the best player in this draft, because I think he has the best footwork of all people in this draft. And with the third pick, this one surprised me the most with the trade. When it had Luka Doncic, I was surprised, but I wasn't too surprised. But then when I heard the trade happen with Dallas, then I was like, whoa, this got really interesting. And then I started reading rumors that Dallas are pursuing DeMarcus Cousins. I'm like, whoa. Dennis Smith Jr. with Wesley Matthews, Luka Doncic, Harrison Barnes, Dirk Nowitzki, and DeMarcus Cousins. That's a solid core right there. I think they could try to push for that playoff. I don't think they'll make the playoffs because DeMarcus Cousins' injury. But that was a good pick and trade with them. And with the fourth pick, Jaren Jackson Jr. with the Memphis Grizzlies. I wasn't too surprised. But they had to select somebody there, and I think he was the best available. Him or Mo Bamba. And I was reading reports that he didn't work out with them, which was weird. Him, Mo Bamba, and Michael Porter Jr. But I think they were like, well, we could always trade you. And with the fifth pick of the 2018 NBA draft, of course, the Dallas Mavericks had to select Trae Young because of the trade. And they get Luka Doncic, the Hawks get Trae Young. I knew Trae Young worked out with the Hawks. I knew they liked him. And I know he posted pics with Quavos and all that. So I think Dallas Mavericks did the right thing. But they also gave up a future first round pick. I think it's a 2021 or 2020. I'm not sure. But hopefully that pick is hopefully the good by that time that pick happens. And that's the top 5 picks.